what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Monday edition of the Coach's Corner, right here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We got to talk local basketball. We're getting down to it. As far as the winter sports season goes, and we're about to wrap up. I mean, we have Region Swim right around the corner. I know wrestling's going to be wrapping up here in a couple of weeks as well. So it is go time. And as far as high school basketball goes, we're down to the final five games of the regular season for the Carbon. The Lady Dino basketball team, they have dominated Region 14 so far. Right now sitting at a perfect 7-0. They'll have an opportunity to put a strong stranglehold on the region tomorrow when they take on Juab on the road. And joining us right now over the phone to talk about that, we have Coach Ted Bianco. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. It's getting to that important time of the season. 7-0 right now in region play for this girls' basketball team. We'll talk about the highly important matchup coming tomorrow on the road against Juab. Before we get to that point, Coach, I want to talk about last week's competition. We didn't talk to you last week, and you guys had very little problems. First off, taking out American Leadership on the road, and then beating Delta, and beating Delta very convincingly. I mean, a little bit different than the last time, and it was a 13-point win the first time you two went toe-to-toe. You beat them by 29 this go around. How'd you assess the way the girls played last week in general?
I thought our game at ALA was a very physical game, and it was a fairly sloppy game. It wasn't a very fun game to watch, to be honest with you. Neither team played great. We did enough to come out with the victory that we had, and like I told the girls, I said, we got to clean some things up, because we just played sloppy against a team that we should have just cruised past, and they did that on Thursday against Delta. So we came out against Delta and moved the ball better. Thought we played a little bit better defense, and our 2-3 zone, in my opinion, was as good as I've seen it in that game against Delta. So the game against ALA, it was, sometimes it's hard to get up for games that you have a lot of confidence that you're going to win and to play well in those types of games. But I felt like we fixed some of those mistakes against the ALA team, and I thought we did a great job against Delta on Thursday.
I was impressed in the game against Delta with the defensive effort that this team put forth, Coach. You guys kept Delta under double digits in every quarter. In fact, if you go by 5-6-4-8, I mean, defensively, do you feel that was one of the most complete performances that you guys have delivered on that side of the ball this season?
It's one of them. I mean, I thought that's as good as I'd seen us play defense. And we were active. We moved our feet. We contained number five quite well. I thought she was the key to their getting after us in the last game and putting a lot of offensive pressure on us. And I thought our girls did a great job of containing her, not letting her to get loose off the dribble and create things for her teammates. With that being said, I thought we did a better job of creating for each other on the offensive end of the floor. So overall, it was a very good night, I thought.
Coach, we will fast forward to talk about what we have coming up this week. And again, being 7-0 right now in region play, you guys are in the driver's seat, but a very important matchup coming up against Juab. As you mentioned to me off the cuff, they've had one region loss, and that one region loss was to you guys. I mean, you took care of business at home if we go all the way back to December 11th. But boy, teams can grow and teams can change an awful lot during that time.
Oh, absolutely. And they're obviously playing better. They beat Union at home in an overtime game that they trailed the whole game and came back towards the end of the fourth quarter and tied it up and then dominated the overtime. I think they've won 8 or 9 games in a row since their loss to us. I think they lost one game at that Cedar City tournament that they were in to Cedar City. But they've grown a lot since then, and they've gotten a lot better, and so we've got to be prepared for it. And playing at Juab is a tough task if you let it be. The big thing that we have to do is come out with some confidence, like we've been playing the last several games that we've been winning, and get the job done on both ends of the floor. Our defense is going to be key Tuesday night against Juab, that's for sure.
Yeah, if we talk about great defensive performances like the game against Delta, we obviously have to throw the Juab game out there as well, because you guys, you held them to 24 points, if I'm not mistaken, something around there, 24, 25 points, Coach. And you kept Bailey Heap under her season average. I believe she's the only girl, if I'm not mistaken, scoring double figures on this UAB roster, and you guys kept her in task. But it is a team that has parity. I mean, they have three or four girls that kind of hover around that 8-9 points per game mark.
Well, they're a lot like us. They have a lot of kids that can do exactly what you said. I think we beat them 42-24 in that first game, and then Bailey Heap, I think, had only 2 or 3 points against us. And then they have the sister of the Robbins girl that went to SUU that's on their team. That's probably their leading 3-point shooter. And she's a good player. They're not real big inside, but they're active and they move a lot. And we've got to make sure that we're containing those girls as they're moving to the ball and just don't let them catch the ball in open space. If we'll do that, we should come out on top. I think we lead them in just about every statistical category that we have. And the key that we have to have is, you know what, we're on the road, and we have to show up, and we have to play for 4 quarters. And we have to have that mentality that we can't let anything bother us. And when we play like that, we're hard to beat.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ted Bianco of the Carbon Lady Dino basketball team. Coach, down to the final stretch of the regular season, and you talk about going on the road. Not only is it JUAB on the road, but then it's Providence Hall and Union. So 3 out of the final 5 games are going to be on the road. I guess it's simple to say this is the most difficult stretch of the schedule.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you have to go on the road for multiple games, it's tough, but the state tournament's on the road, so we have to get used to doing that also. By no means can we be comfortable with anything that we're doing the rest of the season, and we have to stand up and face every challenge that's thrown at us. Going to Providence on Thursday, that's not going to be an easy task either if we don't show up and play. So the big thing for us is making sure that we keep our composure and step on the floor night in and night out and do the good things that we've been doing all season.
Coach, I did talk about December 11th. That was a long time ago. Last time JUAB and Carbon faced off, I mean, we're talking about over a month ago. I mean, it was well before the Christmas break. I know the region schedule was a little bit different. I talked about teams growing. How has your team grown over the last month and a half since the last time you guys saw JUAB?
Well, I think offensively we're a little more confident in what we're doing. Those two games in Fruita that we lost, those were actually good losses for us. We learned a lot about ourselves and things that we have to get better at, and some things, you know, we're not running the ball over nearly as much as we were back then. We're doing a much better job of making better decisions with the basketball. And I think our defense has improved. So with those two combinations, we've become a much better basketball team in the process.
We always talk about, you know, age, how you can mature. And last year, Coach, you guys had a lot of success, but it was a very young team. And so when you take a look at this season at this point in time compared to last season, is it night and day?
It's different in the fact that, you know, last year we were so young that, you know, Kelsey during stretches of the game would try and take over and make things happen by herself. And she did a fairly good job of that at times. This year, we don't necessarily have that one player that's going to just try and take over. We have a team that wants to take over, and so they've gained that confidence from what they learned last year. And Kelsey was a huge part of that learning process. She helped those girls along immensely as the season went along. I feel like she is a big reason why we're having this success we're having this year. They learned a lot from it last year. And they learned a lot from each other. And so it always helps having all that, the experience back that you have. And, you know, our starting five this year, 4 of the 5 of them started last year. And that makes a huge difference also.
Coach, if we look around the 3A classification, it's starting to get to that point where I start paying a little bit more attention to Region 13. And in my mind, there isn't a lot of surprises. I mean, I think Grantsville was pegged to be the top team coming out of Region 13, Carbon in Region 14, Emory in Region 15. Obviously, those teams have to take care of business in order for this to happen. But so far, that's kind of the way it's worked. Any surprises for you in the 3A classification this year as you look around?
I think Judge is probably a pretty good team. I think last year they finished 3rd in their league, and I think this year they're right up there with Grantsville. They've got a good group of girls. They've got a new coach. They're playing hard. I think they're going to be a team to look out for. I think Richfield's a little bit better than everybody thought they'd be. You know, they lost a lot last year when they lost Emma Jones and their point guard and the big girl that graduated. So I think those two teams are probably the biggest surprise, and I think Juab right now is playing very well. So there's at least one team out of each of those conferences that could step in and surprise anybody on a given night.
No question. There's no question about it. Again, Coach Bianco with us right now on the phone. Coach, before I let you go, we'll talk about some of the other sports as well. Time is winding down. I know it's go time for the swim squad. Recently, Carbon just played host to a big, big invitational on top of everything else. Wrestling is kind of gearing up. Divisionals are right around the corner. Winter sports season is so long, but the finish line is not too far off.
It is. It's coming up quick, but with all this white stuff on the ground out there, it seems like winter's going to last for a while. So I think our spring sports are going to be stuck inside for a little longer than what they expected. And, of course, the winter seasons are dying down. We have region swim this Thursday. The drill team just had their region drill competition this past Saturday. And the wrestling divisionals, as you said, is coming up. I believe the wrestling team's last home match will be this Tuesday against South Sevier, so they're going to be wrapping up their home event, so come out and support them this Tuesday. Boys and girls basketball will be having their region tournament at Orem High School on the 15th and 16th of February. That's coming up very quickly. And then, of course, you got those state tournaments also, so things are wrapping up quick. It seems like the season is a long time, but once you start playing games, the season flies by. And, it's hard to believe that we only have five games left. And that's, the next 3 weeks are going to go by fairly quick getting ready for the state tournament. So, it does wind down and it does come to an end quickly, but it's been a fun year and hopefully we finish on a positive note.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on and talk a little bit about Carbon High School athletics in general. Thank you very much for the time. Best of luck tomorrow against Juab, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, appreciate it, Jordan. Have a great day.
Thank you, Coach. That's Coach Chet Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dinos. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll move over to talk NFL football. Yeah, there's plenty to talk about, right? Excellent Sunday. Excellent. The playoffs have been dynamic all the way through. First time in the Super Bowl era, we have both the AFC and NFC championship game going to overtime. I thought it was thrilling. Controversy from the Rams and Saints? Sure, I guess. We'll talk about that. And we'll also recap what was just a brilliant performance by Tom Brady once again. Yes, Tom Brady once again. You can say what you want about the Patriots. Tom Brady was spectacular last night. We'll talk about that when we return. It's a Monday edition of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.